Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
For Love and Money.
Connie, what are you doing?
Oh, well, old Dad, I'm just brewing some tea, you know, for that nice Alfie Hall.
What, again? That's the third lot you've made him. If he drinks any more, he'll have floating tonsils.
Listen, it must be cold for him stuck up that ladder mending your tool shed.
Mending it? He's been up that ladder half an hour now, and the only nail he's hit is the one on the end of his thumb. Mind, it can't be easy for him doing that job. He's got a big handicap.
What's that?
That young lad who's supposed to be helping him.
Oh, you mean young Jimmy? Oh, aye, he's the one who broke the window.
The one who keeps asking if we've any cream cakes to go with the tea.
Oh, aye, that's an idea. Listen, I think I'll take Alfie some biscuits and cakes. I bet he'd fancy them.
Aye, like you fancy him by the sound of things.
Well, he is rather nice, Dad. I mean, he's funny, but he's nice. Do you know, Fancy's lived round here all these years and I've never met him before. I suppose that was just my bad luck.
Aye. Well, I've never met that lad before and that were my good luck. Just look at him through the window tormenting that bloke Alfie. Look at him.
Come on, Alfie, get on with it.
Look, for the last time, Jimmy Clitheroe, will you pass the putty?
You what, Alfie? You want me to put the passy?
No, pat the pussy. I mean, pass the petty. Pity.
Alfie, I think you're going potty.
Look, if you don't stop it, I'll tell your mum and granddad about you breaking Mr. Cleghorn's window and getting me to fix it. Now pass me that putty.
But I can't reach you. I know. I'll go and get Cuddly Connie Cleghorn to pass it to you.
Oh, no, you won't. Fed up with her hanging round me, making me cups of tea. She's a menace. I've met her sort before. She's after a man.
Well, she won't find one up this ladder, will she?
Tea, I'm warning you.
Here we are, tea up.
Oh, heck, not again. time, Miss Clog Iron. Cleggle.
It's Connie to you, Blue Eyes. Come on, tea break, Alfie Kins.
Look, I'm just going to... I'm coming, Ronnie. Look, Connie.
That's it, chubby cheeks. Your tea's going cold.
Oh, that won't worry him. He's got his love to keep it warm. Haven't you, Alfie?
I'll give you such a belting in a minute.
Oh, haven't you got a lot of passion? I bet you're a real brute with the women. Come on, muck in.
Muck in?
Come on, Samson. Delilah's got some grub for you.
That's right, here you are, lover boy. Wrap yourself round this Batewell tie.
Well, it's very nice of you, but I'm going to Jimmy's for my tea.
I know, but you can come back here for your supper.
Oh, thanks very much. No, I can't.
Why not?
Scraggy Neck wouldn't let him, would she, Alfie?
Well, Scraggy Neck wouldn't have to... Well, I mean...
Hey, Curly, who's this Scraggy Neck?
Jimmy's sister. I go out with her. No, I don't. No. Well, yes, I do, but it's Susan, her name. She's not Scraggy. We're necking. Gordy. I'm spoken for.
Oh, are you? Well, we'll see about that. Are you engaged to her?
Oh, no, they're not engaged. Mind, Alfie did buy her a ring, but he couldn't get it through her nose. Yes, Alfie, you were so good to me yesterday fixing that window for me. This is your reward.
Oh, thank you, Jimmy. Oh, it's a lovely reward, a walk in the park to feed the ducks.
In the middle of January. Oh, aren't I lucky?
Luke, I don't know what you're grumbling about. I've brought me own bread, haven't I?
Now, I'll tell you why I'm grumbling. It's cold and it's raining and I've got no proper coat on.
Well, neither have the ducks, but they're not complaining.
How do I know? I haven't seen any blooming ducks.
Where are they?
Just around these bushes here. Listen.
You, Louie!
That's not a duck.
A I know, I think it's a lovebird.
Well, well, if it isn't my pin-up boy.
What's she doing down here?
Perhaps she's feeding the ducks as well. She must like dumb animals. She likes you.
You wasn't looking for me, was you?
Get out, I'll belt you one in a minute. Not you, Miss Duck. I was just going to belt a duck. Feed one. Give me that bag, Jimmy. Yeah, excuse me, Miss Hooter. Motor on.
Now, well, hang on, because I'll come with you, nature boy, and then when you finish, we can all ride home in my nice warm car. I say, Jimmy, you fixed it like you said you would a meeting with Alfie. Oh, thanks very much.
Oh, not at all, Miss Cleghorn. You're welcome any time. That'll be half a crown.
Look, I don't mind coming to the chip shop with you, but why couldn't we come on me back?
I've told you, it's the draft when we're riding back home. It blows all me chips cold.
Don't mention cold to me. I thought I was going to have flu after that caper in the park yesterday.
Park? Oh, yes. You would have caught cold if Comical Connie hadn't have brought us home in her car.
Yeah, it was you that was a comical one. I'll drive. You two get snogging in the back.
It was only a bit of fun. No, go on, in you go. I want a fish and sixpenneth, please.
But hey, just a minute. Aren't you coming in the shop?
Well, said I'd look out for Ozzy. He said he might pop down for a bag of hot peas and fill his mum's vinegar bottle.
Very funny. I won't be 2 minutes.
Right, Alfie. I don't think he'll be there 2 seconds.
Ah, flippin' heck, she's in there.
Oh, well, 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 we meet again.
I was just getting off. I was just getting some chips.
Oh, don't bother, you can have some of my chips. We can sit and eat them in my car.
No, blooming lad. No, I mean, is it the for Jimmy? Excuse me.
You stop here, Alfie, I'll get me own chips.
No, Jimmy, come here.
It's all right, Alfie, I can manage. I'm a big lad now. I'll just go and, Oh, dear. Oh, heck.
What's the matter, Jimmy?
I've come out without me chip money. Can you lend me half a crown, Miss Cleghorn, please?
Well, then, Father, there'll be the four of us and Alfie for tea, won't there?
Aye, but I don't think Jimmy wants any. He says he's overdone it with the sweets.
Oh, he has started speaking again, then. For the past week, all he's used his mouth for is chewing. I'd love to know where he gets all his money from.
He gets it from a human piggy bank called Alfie Hall.
Yeah, but we've hardly seen Alfie all week. As soon as he's arrived here, he's gone off on some walk or other with our Jimmy.
No wonder Susan's not very pleased with him.
No, I don't think I helped when I told her about the car.
Car? What car?
Well, about a week ago, I was on my way to town on the bus. And passing the park gates, I could have sworn I saw Alfie getting in a car.
No, that's funny. I thought I saw him in a car outside the chip shop with a girl.
Mine was with a girl as well. When was this?
Oh, a couple of nights ago. I was in Higgy's taxi and we stopped at the traffic lights. We didn't get a close look, but he was very much like Alfie.
Oh, dear, and you mentioned it to Susan.
Well, I thought the girl was Susan and they've got a lift off somebody. No wonder she hit the roof.
But don't say anything about it. It's none of our business. Now, come on, let's take these things in.
All right, I'll hold the door open for you. I wonder if Susan's back yet.
And as for you, Alfie Hall, you can clear off and get stopped any time you like.
Aye, she's back, Pat.
Come on, Father, more trouble.
Oh, look, Susan, I told you, I'm not playing fast and loose with Connie Cleghorn or any other daft-looking girl.
Yes, you've been faithful to daft-looking Susan, haven't you?
Yes, I am. I'll thump you in a minute.
All right, Jimmy, behave yourself.
It's Alfie wants to behave himself, chasing after girls. You'll be shaving next.
Well, don't, Mr. Sinclair. No, I haven't done anything. I've just run into her once or twice, that's all.
Oh, just run into her? You've seen her every day this week on your own admission. And today, in broad daylight, I saw you get out of her car and let her kiss you.
But Susan, I can't...
Shut up! And after all that, you expect me to believe you when you say you haven't done anything to encourage her. Use your head.
Susan, there's nothing in it.
He's right, there isn't. Sawdust.
Oh, shut up, Jimmy. Look, Susan, just calm down. Now, we're all going to have some tea.
Well, are we? Well, I'm not. I wouldn't sit at the same table as that silly woman chasing Bluebeard.
Take a bow, Alfie, that's you.
Now be quiet, Jenny. Look, Susan, don't get so worked up. You heard what Alfie said.
Yes, and I don't believe a word of it. If there's nothing funny going on, why did she call him back to her car and then kiss him on the cheek?
She didn't kiss him. She was smelling his aftershave lotion.
Don't talk rubbish.
Look, Susan, it's none of my business. But Alfie could be right. It isn't his fault. The girl's just chasing after him.
But why?
Heaven knows. I mean, she's just after a man, and she's decided that man's going to be Alfie.
I can't understand it, Susan, but I promise you, from now on, I'll keep right out of her way. I won't even speak to her, no matter where we meet. I'll just be ignorant. I'll ignore her, I mean.
All right, Alfie Hall. You've promised now. So if I hear any more about you and this girl, I've finished with you for good. Do you understand?
Yes, Susan. I've told you I'll keep right out of her way, no matter where I see you.
Well, I don't think we'll see you tonight, Alfie.
Why, where are you two going?
It's men's night at the swimming baths. Alfie's going to teach me a speciality, belly flops.
Do you know, Jimmy, you're a genius. If this works, I'm your friend for life.
Yes, well, keep your voice down. He's not supposed to know you're here yet.
Oh, right. I'll keep behind the bushes here. Where is he?
Down the road there, looking for the swimming trunks. I said I'd dropped in the dark.
Where are your swimming trunks?
Here, in my pocket. Now, don't forget what you've got to do. Pretend you've got a bad ankle.
Oh, yeah. Listen, then he'll have to come and carry me in because I can't walk. And for the first time, I'll have him trapped in our house. Oh, it'll be really worth half a crown this time, Jimmy.
Half a crown? He's turned 7 o'clock.
Well, so what?
I'm on double time after 6.
You what? Do you mean you want 5 bob off me?
Well, this meeting's taken some planning. Getting him to the baths. Come back home this way and stop the bike near your house. I should be on a bonus for this job.
Right, listen, if we get him in our house now while my dad's out, you're on 7 and 6.
You've got yourself a deal. Stand by for action. It's all right, Alfie. I've got my swimming trunks. Come on.
You've got them? Oh, thank goodness for that. Now, let's get on my bike and get back to your house.
Oh, my leg. Oh.
What's the matter with your leg, Jimmy?
Oh,
it's not me, Alfie. Look, it's somebody lying in them bushes.
Yeah, but who is it?
Oh, Alfie Kings, you've come, my hero.
Oh, no.
Oh, look, it's Miss Cleghorn. She's caught a shoe in the pavement and twisted her ankle.
How do you know?
I told her. I told her.
Jimmy, I caught the shoe in the pavement and twisted my ankle.
There you are. I said you told me.
Here now, wait a minute. Oh, the cold and the pain.
Alfie, won't you take me in your big strong arms and carry me into the house?
Yeah, but that... Oh, all right, come on then. Oh, right, I've got you.
Oh, yeah, strong.
Oh, dear me.
Do you know a girl feels safe in your arms? I've left the front door open. No, I mean the front door is open. Oh, just carry me into the lounge.
I'll forget that.
There's a big settee in there. Oh, Alfie, yeah, strong.
Oh, dear.
Oh, this chair's ever so comfortable, Alfie.
But you're not on the chair. You're sitting on me. Get off.
Sitting on your knees, making all the pain go from my ankle.
Yeah, but it's going into my leg. I've got cramp. Oh, will you get up?
Well, you sat on the chair when you carried me in.
I didn't. I fell in it when you gripped my neck and kissed me.
Don't you like me at all?
Well, yes, I like you, but
well,
but
why don't you want me on your knee?
Because I want you on the couch. Your ankle wants to be on the couch. I mean, with your ankle, but not with my knee on it. I mean, I don't want to be. Get up.
Don't you
it. You don't like me, do you?
Well, yes, I do.
And you don't care if my ankle hurts, do you?
Yes, I do.
You think I'm horrible, don't you?
Yes, I do. No, I don't. I like you. I think you're pretty. And your ankle.
Oh, do you think I've got a pretty ankle?
Yeah, no. Well, I mean, yes.
What about the rest of me?
Well, I can't see the rest of you. I mean, yeah, your face is pretty and you're very nice. Now, will you get on that couch? I mean, will you get off Minnie? I want to speak to Jimmy.
Ah, well, Jimmy's in the kitchen making me some hot sweet tea, you know, for the shop.
Ah, well, tell him to get a pot for me as well.
Oh, will you get off Minnie? It's going numb.
Well, all right, but give us a kiss first. Come on.
Will you stop it? My girlfriend wouldn't like me kissing you.
Well, how would she know?
I'd tell her. Well, I mean, somebody, my Jimmy. Look, get up.
Oh, my ankle, you've gone and hurt my ankle now. You big brute, you're horrible, you. You said I'm not pretty and you hit me.
Yeah, don't tell lies.
Now you're calling me a liar. Oh, my. Now
then, what's going on? Alfie Hall, what have you done to my little lamb?
Little lamb? I've done nothing. She was on my knee and
she did something to make her cry.
Yes, I no.
You did make me cry.
Well, I didn't mean to, but I just wanted you to get off my knee and get on the couch.
What?
Her ankle, I mean, rest it on the couch.
He doesn't want me anymore, Dad, and he doesn't think I'm pretty, and he pushed me.
Get up, hot sweet. What's wrong?
You rotten little tyke.
What do you mean? You haven't tasted the tea yet.
Not you. I'm the rotten tyke. I mean, he says.
Leading an innocent girl on, taking her out every day, forcing your way into our house.
You what?
He didn't force his way in.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Connie was outside the house, and Alfie just picked her up and carried her in.
What?
Oh, Jimmy, will you stop helping me? Don't tell him anymore.
Out to fix you, Alfie.
Was that him on the telephone? What did he say?
You mean, apart from the bad words?
Yeah.
Nothing. No, Alfie, he says he's coming round here to see our Susan and tell her how you broke Connie's heart.
You what? Oh, Susan will kill me.
Don't worry, I'm going to help you.
Like you did round at Cleghorn's house. Helped to put the rope round my neck.
Listen, once old Cleghorn's told Susan, he'll clear off and never come back again, won't he?
Well, yeah, but what good...
So I've told him to come straight round now to see Susan, because she's got a bad cold and she's going to bed early.
But Susan isn't here yet.
Luke has never seen our Susan, so if somebody is lying in bed with her nightie on and that thing she wears over her curlers, and he has his face turned to the wall and he has a bad cold... Cleghorn will think he's talking to Susan.
You'd never get away with pretending to be your own sister.
I know, that's why you're going to do it.
You're dead ungrateful, Alfie Hall. I think of a smashing plan and go to all this trouble just to help you, and all you do is moan.
Oh, it's nice of you to help me, but I don't like doing it, pretending to be a girl.
Why not? You've been going around long enough pretending to be a man. You listen. Either get into that bed wearing Susan's nightie, or you'll be going into hospital wearing Susan's umbrella around your neck.
I suppose you're right. I'll put the nightie on, but it'll never fool old Cleghorn.
Of course it will. Just lie in bed facing the wall, put that cap thing over your hair and talk in a whisper. Your face will be in the shadow, so he'll think you're a girl. An ugly one, but a girl.
I suppose I've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, the blooming nightie's on. How does it look?
Oh, it's you, Alfie. Definitely you.
All right, funny boy.
Hey, pull your vest down. You can see it over the top of your nightie.
Yeah. It is a bit low-cut, isn't it? There you are. How's that?
Oh, heck, that's no good. Pull your vest up again.
Why, what's wrong?
I can see the hairs on your chest.
Oh, dear me. Oh, that'll be Father Owen. Connie's Clegg. Old man Dad. Clegg Owen.
Don't panic. Just get into bed, turn your face to the wall, and remember who you are.
Well, it's Susan, you mean?
No, Holden's answer to Danny LaRue.
Here we are, Mr. Cleghorn. This is Susan's room.
Thank you. I'm sorry, miss. I didn't think you'd have gone to bed yet.
Oh, that's all right. She's not asleep, are you, Susan? Susan? Susan!
Ow, my head! I mean, my head.
Sorry, Susan. I thought I was tapping your pillow. She's got a cold in the ear through sitting in a draught.
Ah, from a window.
No, from Alfie Hall's mouth.
Don't you... Don't say naughty things like that, Jim, or I'll have to bat your hair all.
Look, miss, if you're not feeling well, perhaps I shall call back another time. Perhaps on Saturday.
Oh, no, that's no good, is it, Susan?
No, Susan will be here. Won't be, I mean. Me, Susan.
Me, Jim. You, Cleghorn. She likes Tarzan films.
You won't be here on Saturday, Miss Cleghorn?
No, I'll be playing rugby.
What?
She means watching her boyfriend, Alfie Hall, play rugby. Her boyfriend, Mr. Cleghorn. Susan's faithful boyfriend. You remember?
Faithful. Well, if you say you're all right, miss, I'll tell you why I'm here. I want to tell you just how deceitful your faithful boyfriend is.
Well, make it quick.
You what?
Her earache. Don't keep her long. She wants to get to sleep.
Yet I'm very, very sleepy. Very sleepy.
Look, I'd better come back another time. You go to sleep.
Yes, I will. Well, I'm very, very sleepy.
No, she's wide awake, aren't you, Susan?
No, I'm very sleepy. my head.
Sorry, I keep missing that pillow. You want to hear about Alfie, don't you, Susan?
Oh, yes. Please tell me, Mr. Foghorn. Cleghorn.
Very well. I have a daughter called Connie. A beautiful, shy, retiring sort of girl.
Well, I'll just open the front door for you, Mr. Cleghorn.
Yes, well, let me get down the stairs first.
Oh, sorry.
Now you've told Susan, I don't suppose we'll see you again, will we?
No, I suppose not.
Good. Goodbye, I mean.
She's a funny sort of a girl, your sister, isn't she?
Funny? How do you mean?
Well, she didn't say much when I told her about Alfie Hall.
She couldn't with me handkerchief stuffed in her mouth. I mean, when I gave her me hanky to cry into. Anyway, this is the front door. I'll let you out.
All right, I'm going.
Well, ta-ra, Mr. Cleghorn.
Oh, I'm dying for a cup of tea, Father.
So am I, my dear.
Oh, heck.
What's up?
The back door's this way, Mr. Cleghorn. Follow me.
Back door? I'm going out the front door. You've just opened it.
My mum cleaned the step this morning, so we'll have to go out the back.
After you, my dears.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Grandad.
Oh, no.
Hello there, sir. Jimmy, who's this?
A friend of mine is just going. Excuse me till I open the door.
Jimmy, where are your manners? I'm Mrs. Clitheroe, Mr.
Cleghorn. Ah. Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Clitheroe.
I'm her father, Peter Sinclair. How are you?
How do you do?
Well, now you've met, I'll open the door for you.
This is my daughter, Susan, Mr. Cleghorn.
Oh, how do you do, Susan? This is your daughter, Susan, Jimmy's sister.
That's right, Mr. Cleghorn. How are you?
I'm not sure. Jimmy, I thought your sister, Susan,
was... One of them. I have two sisters.
Both called Susan?
Jimmy, what did you get to me put my trousers go? Susan. Mrs. Clitheroe, it's all a mistake. I'm as innocent as a newborn day is long. As a baby is. A long baby. Born. don't you believe me?
Look, Alfie, it's no good asking me to believe you.
Nor me either. I've never heard such a load of rubbish in all
my... I didn't mean that, Father.
It doesn't matter what I believe. It's what Susan believes that matters.
Well, I believe him because I know he's innocent.
Oh, thanks, Jim, but your mum's right and... That Susan doesn't believe me.
I can't understand it. I mean, we both told the same story.
Oh, now we're getting the truth.
I know, we both said the same, because it's true.
I'll get it, Mother.
Mrs. Clitheroe, do you think it's any use me going into the front room again to see Susan?
No, I don't, Alfie.
Neither do I. She's in the hall.
Oh, shut up. We know what Alfie means.
Well, that's a change anyway.
Look, Alfie, the best thing you can do is to go home and let Susan calm down for a few days. It'll all blow over.
Oh, I hope so, but I still can't understand how this all happened. I mean, how did Connie always get there where I was going when I sometimes didn't know myself? I mean, even a crystal ball couldn't tell her that if she was a gypsy, but she didn't have one because she isn't. But I mean, she couldn't read my mind, could she?
Nobody could do that, Alfie. It was what you call a coincidence.
Coincidences don't happen every day for a week.
Look, everything will turn out all right, Alfie.
Susan might never speak to me again.
That's what I mean.
The phone call was for me, Mother.
Oh, I see, dear.
Oh, Susan, won't you talk to me, Susan? Can't you forgive me, Susan?
There's nothing to forgive, Alfie.
Oh, if only you'd said what?
You haven't done anything wrong, Alfie. It wasn't your fault. Miss Cleghorn told me.
What do you mean, Susan?
Well, that was Miss Connie Cleghorn on the phone. And she said that she didn't want me to believe her father. She said that she was chasing after Alfie and all their meetings were arranged for her. Without Alfie knowing.
Well, you mean it's all right? Everything? You still like me? What, you're still my girlfriend?
Of course I am.
Hard luck, Alfie. The good times are over.
They are for you, anyway.
You what?
Miss Cleghorn says she won't be contributing to the Jimmy Clitheroe Fund anymore.
Eh? Oh, ma'am, I've just remembered I have to go and see Ozzy about now.
Just a minute. What do you mean, Susan? His fund?
Well, how do you think Miss Connie Cleghorn knew where to find Alfie every day? She used a little informer.
Wait a minute. Do you mean Jimmy told her?
Oh, she's crackers. Why would I tell her about Alfie, my friend?
Yes. What would he do that for?
For money. What else?
You know what? She paid him to tell her.
Now, look, Alfie, I can explain.
Go on, then. Explain. We're listening.
Well, give me time.
We'll give you about 10 seconds.
That's all I need. Open the door and give me 10 seconds start.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Sandra Goff as Connie Cleghorn, and Joe Gladwin as Mr. Cleghorn. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
You'd like to know I didn't get smacked. Alfie said he was going to hit me where it would hurt most, in me pocket. He's giving me no pocket money for a month. That's 8 bob I'm going to lose. I can't afford that. I'll just have to go to work on another mug. Maybe some lad might like to meet our Susan. Or better still, there's a little old lady just moved in down the road. I wonder if she'd be interested in an old Scottish gentleman with a good pension and his own bagpipes. Thank you.